Blogging Lady, welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to be popping up the hood and taking a look at my business, my blog and my business. This is going to be the real and raw truth. We're popping up the hood to see what's currently going on for me in 2023. I'm going to be starting these regular honest blogging check-ins, blogging business check-ins on this podcast. Usually I'd be wanting to hide all of these real and raw honest truths, but I've been thinking, who learns from me hiding real honest stuff? You have the right to know what running a blog and business can really look like and feel like, and, you know, not everybody is subject to have a linear, you know, success. Like, even the most successful people actually have struggles and challenges that they have to overcome. And people get lack of clarity and they have mindset blocks and limiting beliefs come up at each stage. You know, like every time you jump a step, you're going to take two steps back. And it's just, you know, it's real, it's honest, it's truth. If you hear me like running out of breath, we have like really bad air quality in Michigan right now. Like, we have seen the worst air quality because of all the wildfires that are around here. Yes, around in Michigan. I know it's crazy, but the air quality is just so bad. So I'm having a hard time breathing. Like, you can't even go outside without smelling smoke. And it's just like so smoky and hazy outside. Anyways, let's jump into the actual episode. So ever since becoming a mom, I've had to juggle like a million different things. I'd like to say that, you know, my baby's dad comes home after work and helps me out a lot, but he doesn't because he's too tired from, you know, driving a truck all day long. But my day usually goes like this. I wake up way too early and my head usually goes into this huge spiral of how my business is just not good enough, to be honest. Like, I wake up and my head is just spinning with different thoughts about, you know, I want to make my business better, but I don't have enough time to do it, and how can I do it, and I don't have clarity, and just all of these things just pop up in my head. And, you know, it like ruins my day sometimes. I am trying to take action to fix it, but real and honest truth here. So I'm a blog coach, and that should mean that I should have a perfect website, a perfect blog, and everything perfect, right? Well, honestly, it's not. It's so far from perfect. I think of it kind of like investing in a fitness trainer who is eating unhealthy and doesn't work out themselves. You know, like, I'm a blog coach. I should have a perfect blog. I should have, you know, everything in place. I should be living what I'm speaking. But all I can think about is how I don't have enough time to fix up my blog currently. Like, I just don't have enough time. And I'm going to tell you how I'm going to fix this at the end of this episode, so stay tuned. But to be honest, my blog is a mess. My blog posts that need to be updated. Honestly, most days I just want to delete all of my blog posts and restart. But I know that the reality is that the blog posts are not the actual real issue here. It's my lack of clarity and limiting beliefs that have come to the surface after finally investing in a high-level business program this month. My lack of clarity and belief in myself is the main issue right now. I want to have courses, so I built courses. I built, you know, the blog launch lab, the blog organization lab, the blog monetization method. And, you know, now I'm recreating my show at website design course. Like, I'm creating all of these specific courses because that's what I wanted, right? And then I got too overwhelmed with the creation and the selling of all of these courses this year. And I'm doing all of the things. It's just so overwhelming. And now I'm thinking of just putting all of the courses in just one membership, selling this one offer, which would be the membership for forever along with my coaching, because I'm just too overwhelmed. And I just want one thing. And that's it. But I also want simplicity. I want simplicity and I want grand. I want to sell one offer, but I want to sell several. I want to sell low ticket programs or courses or offers, but I also want to sell a high ticket. And I get shiny object syndrome a lot. It's like really hard not to, because I see what everyone else is doing And I want that too, like running high ticket masterminds and group coaching programs. And honestly, all of them can work. It doesn't really matter what format you choose to run a product in. I know that. I can sell any of them, and I have sold all of these different offers in the past. I've sold group coaching, I've sold masterminds, I've sold memberships, I've sold courses and ebooks and whatever. It doesn't really matter. But honestly, if I look past all of this shiny object syndrome, limiting beliefs, and truly look at what I really want for my business in the end, it's to run just a simple membership with group coaching calls, to have coaching, and to actually have people engage in my community and show up to the calls. And it's to have a group coaching program with ladies who actually invest in it and show up to the calls. I just want to coach. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in a minute. But I set a goal for myself that this year was going to be the year that I get my community to engage and making their own posts and asking questions and just truly like building up a really amazing community for lady bloggers who support each other. That was the year, like, or this is the year that I wanted to be like super like, you know, talkative with my audience, connecting with my audience on a deeper level, but I lost sight of the goal. And I want to get back in the game. I want to start really connecting and helping my audience. But I got lost in all the launch programs, create new programs, do a million different things, get a bunch of new clients that I don't have the energy or the time to hold. And then my community goal fell flat. I stopped connecting with my audience, and my income and my impact, honestly, has decreased. Just a tiny bit, but has decreased. Definitely my impact has decreased. I've seen that. Because I stopped connecting and talking to my audience. And I stopped showing up as the business owner and leader that I want to be. So what did I do? I started up free Tuesday coaching, blog coaching sessions on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. And I did them for 2 weeks. And now I want to change my mind because literally no one showed up besides already paying clients. Like, thank you for the support, paying clients. But I'm trying to attract the people that need my help for free. You know, I want to help people. I want to coach people. I want to help them. I want to help get them results, even for free. But I realized that people just don't value free stuff, or that people just might not see me as an authority or valuable to them. Or is that just my limiting beliefs and, you know, all this like mindset blocks coming up for me? Bottom line, I want to coach. I'm extremely passionate about being a blog coach, and all I want to do is help. But who to coach, you know? I mean, of course I have my paying clients, my blog coaching clients. But, you know, when it comes to like group coaching or anything that I've done, when it's like even paid coaching inside of memberships or paid group coaching or just anything that comes with coaching in a group, people don't show up. So who to coach and who to help when nobody shows up? But a little disclaimer here, because I think this is an important thing to say first. This all does not mean that my business isn't successful, okay? I just wanted to make this clear. In April, I did $13,000 in sales on the blog monetization method program, and I didn't even create it yet. I didn't even start creating it, and I already made $13,000. In May, I did around $5,000, and now in June, I'm around $9,000 right now. Every month is different, and I'm thankful, and yes, I want to aim higher than that, but most importantly, I want clarity, and this clarity is only going to be coming, it's only going to come from within. I'm getting out of breath. It's not something that I can go search for outside of myself. You know, like I can't go search for these answers outside of myself. It has to come from within. All of the answers I know are in myself, and it just takes some soul searching. It's not something that my business coach can tell me or somebody online can tell me or help me with. I can sell offers no matter what price, no matter what format, I know I can sell. But it's about what I want to do, and it's about, you know, like I just want to coach. All I want to do is coach. I want to do a coaching membership that ladies will show up to. I want to build my community of really engaged ladies. And I just want to put all of my courses that I have that I've built inside of this membership. That's what I'm thinking about doing. But of course, I need to do more soul searching. And if you see an update about me launching a membership soon, then woohoo, that means I want it bad enough because I did it. Now, I know that this is an episode full of me rambling on and on about myself, my business, and whatever, but maybe you listened, maybe you didn't, but if you got to this point, great. I'm about to share some things that are going to be highly valuable to you. This is what I've learned. This is what I'm currently still learning, and it's an ongoing process of me learning these lessons. But number one, mindset is key in this industry. Work on your mindset every single day. You will get so many limiting beliefs that come to the surface, especially when you're going to be trying new things that you've never done before. And when they do, come to the surface, you have to work your hardest to overcome them. And if you don't, it's going to reflect in your business. And number two, your business is a reflection of what's going on in your mind. The thoughts, the emotions you feel, your business will be crappy if you feel like crap. If you feel unworthy, your business is going to show up in ways that prove that you are unworthy. Like making sales. Or like, you know, making zero sales. And then that's going to prove to you that you're even more unworthy, you know? Number three, to get clarity, you gotta take messy action. You'll think you'll know what you want and then you'll do it, but then you'll pivot because you find that it's not actually what you wanted. But eventually and hopefully you'll get to that place of knowing. I've been in business since 2017 and I'm still not at that place, to be honest. I'm not at the place to like really have a deep knowing that this is what I want to do. Like, of course, I want to stay with Boss Lady Bloggers. And of course, I'm so passionate to be a blog coach. This is my passion and I'll never give it up. But like when it comes to like offers and how I want to build my business, like I really need clarity and I need the knowing. And that's the goal here. But this is my journey and everyone's journey is going to be different. You might get that knowing way before I ever have. You might get that knowing, that deep knowing of what you really truly want way past the 5-year mark, you know? So with that all being said, what is my next steps to overcome this lack of clarity, limiting beliefs, and hurdles that I'm currently facing within my business? Let me just take a breath right now because I'm so out of breath. This air quality is just horrible. Okay, so you probably guessed it. I'm going to work on my mindset and my limiting beliefs first. I'm going to stop the free coaching because truly nobody values what they get for free. You know, if they pay for it, they're going to value it, you know, a little bit more than they do for free. But, you know, I'm really going to take my time to think about if I want the membership, if the membership is truly the route that I want to go next. And if you like this idea, please vote on the poll below if you're on Spotify. There's going to be like a little poll option where you can vote. Do you think that I should do this membership? I know that I said, you know, like the answers are not outside of me, but you still got to do the market research and you still got to build what people are going to want. So if you kind of want this membership, that's going to host all of my courses and more valuable stuff for bloggers, then please go vote below. I'm going to try really hard to build my community and get people to engage. This was the number one goal that I set for myself this year, and I want to get back on track to achieving this. This is the hardest challenge that I've ever faced in my business, honestly. It's the number one thing that I myself just can't yet accomplish, but yet, I can't accomplish it yet. I'm going to accomplish it. And if you want to join the community, you can do so below. All you have to do is make an account when you click on that link. And I have training videos on how to navigate the whole community. So I'm going to focus mainly on podcasts and I'm going to think about starting YouTube. I kind of want to start a YouTube channel where I show behind the scenes of my days in life as a blogger, as a mom, as a business owner. I think that people think that like traveling and living luxurious is what makes you successful, or, you know, is what like the proof behind being successful. But I'm successful and I don't travel. I stay at home most days with my baby and I do what I think that's fun, which is like go on walks, read books, and educate myself. I love to learn. I love to challenge my brain. I also really enjoy doing like at-home workouts. I'm doing the Grow With Joe dance party workouts right now, and man, oh my gosh, I sweat so much. It's such a great workout. I'm going to hire a VA to help with the whole cleaning up my blog and doing other some other tasks for me. I just don't have the time to do it, so I'm just going to outsource it. And I'm going to continue following this business program that I've just invested in. It's truly amazing, so I know that, you know, my success is inevitable with this program. Because I'm so dedicated to everything that I do. And I'm just never going to give up. So, so yeah, that's the next steps for me. I'll keep you updated on this. Like I said, I'm going to do these like regular like business blogging updates for you. And make sure you go vote on that poll below for the membership. I got lots of great topics coming for the podcast that I really think is going to help you with time constraints, overwhelm, limiting beliefs, mindset blocks, and of course, all things blogging and business related. So stay tuned. I will see you next time.